How do you know you're in the right spot in your life? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Luis Javier Ruiz, who was on our previous show, who was told that he was in the wrong spot after he barely escaped from the Orlando Pulse shooting.
Wow. I can relate in some ways to how scary that would be to be in a shooting, because when I was younger, I was given free range to do whatever I wanted. My mom was working all the time. I didn't have dad in the house. So at a very young age, I had a fake ID. I started going to clubs at 13, and I kind of became out of control and doing whatever I wanted. In fact, I started to hang around a really tough Mexican gang. And during that time, I was involved with people shooting at us in cars. I was in a home shooting, was chased down with guns, and it was constant adrenaline. And there was this one night where I was at a club. I didn't have all my friends with me. It was just me and some other person that came who liked to go to this certain club. And here I was dancing, and my friend came up to me, this guy who was at the club, and he said, "Kathleen, do you know that these girls are surrounding you and they plan to shoot you tonight?" And I looked around and there was these girls dancing with these guys surrounding me, and they were planning to kill me that night. Wow. And I didn't speak very good Spanish at that time, so I couldn't really communicate well. And he knew that. So he said, "Come with me now." And through that time, I was able to escape out of that club. But the problem is, I realized looking back, I had no overseer. I was doing whatever I wanted, and I had no one to protect me.
Yeah, you know, I think that that can be very scary and is a very, you know, extreme story, which is amazing that you went through that and made it out alive. You know, for me, I also did whatever I wanted to do. I also lived my life where it's just like, hey, I'm going to choose, you know, how I'm going to live my life. However, in doing that, sometimes I used to wonder, am I really in the right spot in my life? I mean, nothing bad was happening, no shootings, no anything, but I just always kind of felt uneasy, like I wasn't in the right spot in my life. The way I found that was when I came to know Christ. And there's a verse that describes it for Christians. It says in Psalms 23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You know, David was describing the Lord as his shepherd. And when the Lord is your shepherd, he can see your future, he can see your purpose, and where you're supposed to be right at that exact moment. And that's what I found. When I came to know Christ, I just suddenly understood, as I began to follow him, he led me to just the right spot at just the right time for his specific purpose.
And that's what happened to me. I realized then I had a protector, someone to take care of me, and that was when I gave my life to Jesus. I stayed away from places where I would find myself in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important that we have a shepherd, someone to look after us. Let's hear from Luis after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Pearl Walk Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. For the best Chinese food in Colorado, check out Pearl Walk on 120th Avenue in Broomfield. Sample their famous sesame chicken, or bring a group to dine on one of their special gourmet meals. Make plans now to visit Pearl Walk Restaurant, located in the Broomfield Plaza Shopping Center just east of Sheridan on 120th. Or call them at 303-465-3755. That's 303-465-3755.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenation.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Light, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us once again is Luis Javier Ruiz, and he was sharing with us how he ended up in a gay lifestyle. And at 15 years old, he was dating a girl who broke his heart. And then later on in high school, met a lesbian girl who said, "I think you're gay." And because of his hatred toward women and all of the emotions that he had and no outlet, he decided, "I'm going to try this and I'm going to become gay." He had a lot of rebellion toward the church. He was made to go to church Monday through Sunday. So he kind of felt like, okay, now I get to do what I want to do. Unfortunately, as he grew up and ended up going out to the clubs, he ended up in the Pulse shooting. And there, he lost many friends, and he's going to share with us what happened that night at Pulse. Let's welcome to the show, Luis. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, hi, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with us. So I understand that when you decided to come out of the closet, so to speak, and tell your parents that you were gay, it was a very hard time for you, for your family, but the group that you were hanging around were very accepting. You felt very loved. You were at the Pulse shooting. It was around the time of your birthday. You're about 32 years old, and some friends invited you to go out. You're at the bar, and they're closing up. They're saying, last call. All of a sudden, a gunman comes in. Some people thought it was fireworks, and you started to think, no, it can't be fireworks. Tell me about this and how you started to escape. But in the midst of your escape, you're thinking about, I might be going to hell. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So as I'm trying to get out through the patio door, like, you know, you said, I was thinking about, I could die right now. I could be on my way to hell. I mean, so many emotions were going wild. Like, I was remembering preaching. I was remembering my parents talking to me about Christ, about God. And as I'm getting out through the door, a whole bunch of us getting out through the door, we run to the back side of the patio where we're kicking a fence open so that people can escape out of there. It finally busts open. My leg gets stuck. I fall to the ground and in pain. People see this escape, so they're not even thinking because there's so much going on. They're scared. They run over me. People step on my neck, on my chest, especially my leg, to where I was injured. I was injured really, really bad. I couldn't move. All I could think about was to grab my phone, take it out, call my mother, and ask for forgiveness to her. I love her. As I pick up the phone and she answers, the phone dies.
Oh my gosh. Mom's
hearing these gunshots in the back. She's hearing this stuff going on, and I'm just thinking to myself, I'm going to die by myself. I'm not going to die without telling my mom and dad how much I love them. And everything happened so fast that out of nowhere, there's this guy that came around. He helped me kind of hobble my way across the street to the 7-Eleven where I sat down, and I continued to hear the fire shots go off, people screaming until the cops came and the ambulance and the rescue team.
Wow. And I understand you had two friends there, two guys who were together and they owned a barbershop and they died right before your eyes and you could see blood all over the place. And it was just really surreal, I bet, during that time that this was happening. Did you feel like time was frozen, or how did you feel in that moment?
Everything happened so fast. Like, it happened really, really fast. And all I could think about was, wow, in a blinking of an eye, I could have woke up facing the Father in heaven, you know, and facing judgment or facing whatever. Literally, like, seeing all my friends, like, you know, dying, because I was near the two guys that died, the two friends that died. But I actually lost, like, a good 35 friends that night. Out of 49, yeah. The other ones, I just knew them from the scene. I knew them, you know, around, but I really did know 35 of them.
Oh my gosh. That is so painful. And here you were in this 7-Eleven. You're alive and well. Did you feel like God was giving you a second chance?
Yeah. What's crazy about it is that this little lady, she comes out of nowhere and she looks towards Pulse and she's like telling me, son, what's going on? And I'm like, they're shooting, some guy's shooting my friends. Like, you know, I'm just like going crazy, crying. And she lifts up her hands to Pulse and she starts praying over Pulse. And then she looks at me and it's really weird. She looks at me and she goes, what are you doing here? And I'm like, oh my goodness, like, my friends are dead. What do you mean, what am I doing here? Like, what, you know, I'm just all these things. And she's like, you're not supposed to be here. Wow. And then she just walked away. And I was just like, whoa, like, what just happened, you know?
Wow.
But yeah, there was so much things happening that night. And it was like, wow. I felt like God was moving in the midst of all that. You know what I mean? Like, even though it's pain, I know that God was moving. I know people were coming to Christ. I know people were asking for forgiveness. I mean, there was just so much going on that night. I have a friend that tells me that he sort of felt like there was angels in the midst, you know, picking people up. And oh my, it was just, a lot of things were going on.
Wow. Things we didn't even see, or you didn't see. And so after this happens and you get a second chance at life, you find out some really bad news. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so after I'm trying to get over all this that's been happening, the shooting, my friends dying, I'm feeling pain. Like, I'm feeling pain. I'm feeling sick. I can't sleep. I don't want to eat. Something's wrong with my body. And we know when something's wrong. You know, we know when something's wrong out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. So I get an email from Pulse, at least the people that are organizing everything, and they tell all the survivors that we need to go get checked. They say, hey, I just want to let you know that there was a lot of blood spilt that night. And it's possible that some of you guys contracted HIV through that. So not saying that that's why I got it, but I went to go get checked. I was scared. I was like, okay, something's wrong with my body. I'm feeling sick all the time. So I go, and I knew I was going to go in there and it wasn't going to be that. Like, I was like, you know, I'm going to go get checked. It's not going to be anything. And the guy that took my HIV test looks at me and he goes, I really hate this about my job. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he looks at me and he's like, you're HIV positive.
Oh,
I dropped to the floor. I started crying. Then I got up and I said, no, you do that again. Do that again, because I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. And he did it again. He did it 3 times and it came out positive.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I fell to the floor. I was crying. My roommates had to come pick me up because I was just a mess. So imagine all this going on and then this happening. And I was very ignorant to it. I didn't know about, you know, the medication. I didn't know about anything. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was dying, you know. I was like, okay, I'm not going to make it. You know, you think all these things at the moment because, you know, so yeah.
Wow. You know, Luis, we're going to bring you back for another show to share what happened from that point on. After going through surviving a shooting at Pulse and then being like, wow, I have a second chance at life, and then contracting HIV, your world was probably upside down. And we're going to find out what happened on our next show. Thanks so much, Luis.
Thank you.
Wow. What an intense reality and an inside look of what really happened at the Orlando Pulse shooting. And something for us to all remember. You know, what was really interesting is that even though all these bad things were happening, God was moving in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just really fascinating to me, is that, yes, bad things happen, and they are not necessarily from God. They're from the enemy called the devil. But in reality, in the midst of it, God is there to pick up the pieces. And the word that he got, you know, there's so many times where we find ourselves in places that we shouldn't be. We find ourselves in places where we may not belong. And I just sense that there's someone who's listening saying right now, saying, you know what? That is me. I'm going through that. I'm in a place maybe I shouldn't be where I'm at. And I know it deep inside, I shouldn't be where I'm at. And so, Father God, we just take a moment and a time now to turn to you, to ask you for guidance and direction, to show us in which way we are to walk. We turn to you, Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God holds your life in his hands, and we don't know if we'll take another breath. So today is the day of salvation, to call out to him, to say, I need you, Lord. I need you. Forgive me of my sins. Just call out to Jesus, and he is faithful to forgive you as you call in the name of the Lord. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.